Hi family, yeah, welcome to today's sermon. Today's theme is live unto him, live unto him. And the Bible references from Romans 14 verse 6. For whether we live unto the Lord, and whether we die unto the Lord. Whether we live, therefore, die, we are the Lord's. In life, many grapple with discontentment, burdened by various concerns and life challenges. Often, their dissatisfaction stems from not having learned the value and fulfillment of living unto Christ. Living unto Him means finding contentment and fulfillment in what pleases Him. And your displeasure is confined to that which also displeases Him. In other words, your displeasure can only be a reflection of His displeasure, which means you take nothing personally. You become impervious to personal offenses. If you claim to be living unto the Lord, but still harbor hate, offense, or anger, it raises the question of whether you desire to please the Lord is genuine. It brings to mind the story in 1 Samuel 8, 4-7. The elders of Israel approached the prophet Samuel at Ramah, expressing their desire for a king to rule over them like other nations. Samuel, displeased by their request, prayed to the Lord. God responded, instructing Samuel to heed the people's voice, clarifying that their request was a rejection of him as their king rather than a rejection of Samuel. The prophet Samuel felt personally offended, but God corrected and taught him a great lesson as being impervious to hurts, as it was about him, not Samuel. Living for the Lord involves transcending personal feelings and aligning yourself with His divine will. Hallelujah. Living for the Lord involves transcending personal feelings and aligning yourself with His divine will. Hallelujah. For further study, please read 1 Samuel 8, 4-7, Galatians 1 verse 10, and Colossians 3 verse 23. Taking the Bible in 1 year, Joshua chapters 16, 17, 18, 19, and Luke 9, 37 to 62. Hallelujah. If you're taking the Bible in 2 years, Psalm 106 and Romans 6, 12 to 23. Live unto Him. I love you dearly. Enjoy the rest of your day. Speak to you tomorrow. Bye bye.